This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You can think of a couple of consumer behavior indicators that give you some good insights into how long this economy is going to be stuck, assuming the virus stays in charge, as it is. Airline travel is one, right? How do people feel about getting on a plane? Restaurants? I'm not sure that's a good one. There's that whole outside thing that a lot of people are okay with. How about movie theaters? That work for you? AMC and Regal and some other big chains are opening up this week, throwing themselves on the mercy of the movie-going public, Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reports.
Pretty soon, Shannon Faye Gallegos will boldly go where almost no man has gone for the last 5 months or so, the movie theater. She lives in Texas, and now that theaters are reopening, she's ready.
I have to live, so I need to see what's going to be in the theater, and I want a big bucket of popcorn.
Movie theaters have been hard hit by the pandemic. Last quarter, AMC reported an over $500 million loss. Now those big chains are hoping there's more people out there like Gallegos, but that doesn't solve the other big issue, what to show. Professor Arun Sharma studies marketing at the University of Miami.
If you look at the long term, we will not have content coming out soon because content is completely closed down. So we will suddenly have this imbalance of having theaters but no content.
Many theaters will be showing older titles. The new Russell Crowe movie Unhinged is widely considered a test case for the reopening. And in September, there's Tenet, a much-awaited sci-fi thriller which the industry is pinning its hopes on. Paul Jargarabedian is with Comscore, a media analytics company. He says what cinemas are showing will only be part of the appeal.
It's going to be more about, are there protocols for safety and health in place?
And some think,
in this time, it just seems like an unnecessary risk.
Brianna Stimson in New Jersey says watching a movie is one of the easiest things to recreate at home.
It's not a bar. It's not a concert. It's just sitting there and watching a movie.
Like many, she's ready to dip her hand in a popcorn bag, but in the safety of her home. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.